Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Sandra Dopp with Victory Christian Academy about their upcoming fundraiser event. Victory Christian Academy holding one of their biggest fundraising events of the year coming up Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have two large fundraisers every year. One is at the fair with the Victory Cafe, but this one is a really exciting one because it's a banquet. And we have a lot of fun with the auction items. There's a lot of baskets and things that are put together by the women, the moms of the school. They include things that have been donated by classes. Each class has a theme, maybe new movie night or out on the town, or they have one that's one of the classes has the Hawkeyes and one has the Cyclones, so we'll have those baskets. But then we have some items that will be live auctioned by Mark Putney, who's always fun in an event like that. Barn quilts, we have a half of beef, and then we have items that the kids have made, some art items that will be auctioned off. Probably one that people are most excited about this year is a choice of two vacations, one in the United States and one in Mexico. The highest bidder gets to choose that one. And that's been given to us by Hometown Insurance with Joss Weitzel is the agent there who allowed us to have that amazing item for our auction.
And it's a banquet, it's an auction, it sounds like a really fun time. Just kind of run through what the night's events are.
Okay, well, we start at 5:30. The doors open out at the Catholic Church on Highway 92. With just perusing through the baskets and looking at that, dinner is served at 6:30. It's actually free for the whole event. Of course, we're hoping you bring your checkbook and purchase something from one of those auction items, but this is our gift to our supporters and even our people. These things have been donated by many people in the community, many businesses, so we really appreciate all of that. So we have dinner, and then one half of the auction closes, the silent auction, and we start the live auction, and then another half of the silent auction closes. And this year we're actually celebrating 20 years of Victory Christian Academy. So we have a lot of some tidbits going in between history and some videos, looking at lots of fun old pictures and reminiscing.
It just sounds like a really fun event as well. Hearts of Fire, kind of go into the background of that. Why is it called that? And how does Victory Christian Academy use this moving forward?
Hearts of Fire is a name they gave the banquet early on. This is the ninth year for the banquet. I really don't know how they came up with that. I actually happen to have been at the first meeting where they started talking about a banquet like this because my grandson went to school here at that time. So I was just kind of coming as an interested volunteer then. But I wasn't in on how they got the name of Hearts of Fire. But I think it's just kind of a touch on how excited the parents are of that this school is working on not just the academics, but the heart, and the heart of the child growing up to love and serve the Lord and have that heart for him.
And how important is this fundraiser moving forward for Victory Christian Academy? I'm assuming it allows for operating expenses. Just kind of go in depth on how important that is.
Operating expenses is part of it. We have a portable building that houses three of our classrooms. That was purchased with Hearts of Fire money 1 year. Parking lot was purchased with Hearts of Fire money. This year, we know we have one last part of the main building roof to replace, so some of this money may go for that. It does allow us to do some extra things that we wouldn't be able to do just with tuition. But one of our major goals for our families is to keep tuition as low as possible. So when you say operating expenses, 80% of any school operating expenses is paying the teachers. And so we want to do a good job of rewarding those people who are really the heart of what goes on here.
All right, one final time, just run through kind of the itinerary of the night and what people should expect if they want to show up.
Okay, the event is at 5:30, opening doors, and dinner is at 6:30 at the Catholic Church. The reservations are free. We'd like to receive an email at heartsoffire@vcaiowa.com. So that is where we would know, because then we'd also like to know if they would like to have pork loin or roast beef, which is coming to them from Sports Page.
Thanks to Dr. Dopp for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.